Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I'm your host, James Ryan. If you hear something in the background, that is just my dog being a menace. So, on today's episode of the podcast, I am talking Kuroneko, which means black cat in Japanese. So, this is a movie that takes place in feudal Japan. It is a story, it's kind of a, I guess I would call it a supernatural folktale. It's the story of these two women who are raped and killed by samurais in feudal Japan, and they come back to seek vengeance on the samurai that attacked them. So right off the bat, it kind of hooks you in. You want these women to find the vengeance that they are seeking. It's shot entirely in black and white. It is absolutely gorgeous to look at. There are so many frames here that just are so good. If you are a fan of photography, if you are a fan of cinematography, this is a film for you. And it is the reason that I absolutely loved this film. It is currently streaming on the Criterion Channel. I can't say enough good things about this film. It's an hour and 40 minutes. And for a lot of people, this will seem slow. This movie, like I said, it's definitely art house. It's definitely going to be a movie that demands your full attention. But it's a movie that the first half is very, very different than the second half. The second half really goes for it. A new character is introduced. And when that new character is introduced, I don't know, I couldn't turn away. I really wanted to know what was going to happen next. The ending, the last 15 or 20 minutes might really lose you. I liked it. I liked how bizarre it was and just off the wall. This is, I don't know, it might end up being, it's definitely going to be in the top five movies that I watched this month. Might end up being in that top spot. I am looking forward to revisiting this one. And I think the director, I would probably butcher his name if I tried it. I think it's Shindo, Kaneda Shindo. Probably pronounced that wrong. I need to know. He has a couple of films that are similar in tone to this, so I'm excited to check those ones out as well. One of them starts with an O. I didn't write down the title here, but definitely one that I am excited to check out. So one review for the New York Times in 2010 described this as a ghost story that's more eerie than unnerving and often hauntingly lovely. That was Dargis from the New York Times, and I think that pretty well sums it up there. It's near 100% on the tomato meter. It is just one of those all-time classics, and yeah, is largely considered one of the best Japanese films ever made, and it is clear to see why. If you have access to the Criterion Channel, I definitely would recommend checking this one out. Like I said, if you're not a fan of art house movies, this is probably going to be a little too slow for you. But for what I love in a movie, this was awesome. Absolutely love this one. Excited to revisit it and excited to check out some of the director's next work, or work that I haven't seen, I should say. So on tomorrow's episode of the podcast, I am going to be talking about Daughters of Darkness, a vampire movie that is very, very unique, very original. Can't say that I loved it, but I'll talk a little bit about that on tomorrow's episode. Thank you for tuning in to today, and hope you can join again tomorrow when I talk about the 1970s Daughter of Darkness.